Hey guys, it's Growls here, and I saw that User Just to Listen did put some fucking questions from Tumblr on. I'm sorry if I sound really spacey. I choked a little on my dog walk right now. It's 5:30 over here. So, fuck yeah, totally obsessed with this song. Fucking love The Weeknd. I don't give a shit what anyone says. I swear to God, I'm so pissy today. The worst mood of. The song does get me in the mood. I don't get it. I think, you know what? I think it's just the beat. That sounds so weird. That fucking music arouses me. But, Daft Punk seriously could fuck it up. Oh, God, I love them. Honestly, this is perfection to me. This is. Need a centerpiece. Oh, God, I love you, Abel. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm so fucking stupid today. I've had a really, really good weekend. And had a great date on Sunday. So. The drought is over. Your girl finally got some. Give it up. Yes. The sex is great. He's awesome. I hope he calls me again. But, I don't know. If he doesn't, I'm not gonna die. But, Jesus Christ, I really hope he does. Oh my God, it was so good. The sex was so good. It was so much better than it had any right to be. Like, and he paid so much attention to me. I don't know. I don't know. I like him. He's dope. But again, yeah, not getting my hopes up just in case this motherfucker ghosts on me too. So, all right, let's start. Would you rather be blindfolded the full time or blindfold me? I'd rather be blindfolded. Sorry, just to listen. Do 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 do. The windows are open because it's hot as balls. Oh, that reminds me, I have to text a dude. Oh God, I was talking to those. It's just, I was being cute, and I had like those holiday containers of fucking chocolates. It was like a candy cane filled with Hershey Kisses. Asked him if he wanted a kiss because we were in his car, and he's like, the chocolate. I'm like, yeah. And then he's like, yeah. And then he looked at me. He's like, do you want a kiss? They're not chocolate though. And we made out in his car. And sex was so good, you guys. Anyway, I have to text him because it's been hot these past few days, and I really hope I didn't fuck up his car. I hope he doesn't mind, Jesus Christ. Oh God, I really hope nothing happened to that chocolate. Okay. Would you rather perform orgasm while performing oral or during intercourse? I'm sorry I'm saying all these questions weird. I'm like listening to, I'm fucking vibing with Starboy, so it's just, it's really hard. I'm concentrating too much on the song. I would rather orgasm during intercourse because that doesn't happen currently unless we do some finagling with a vibrator. So, that's my dog outside. What was your high school sex fantasy? Oh, fucking one of the dudes that was on the track team with me. Fucking in general, because you didn't have sex in high school. I'm chewing on gum too, sorry guys. What's your favorite position? Really love doggy. I also love being on top, so. Which part of your body do you consider the most sexy? My lips? They're very, very plump and pretty. They're like perfect for lipstick, which is awesome. Do you like to swallow? Hell to the yeah. But sorry to all the dudes that like I've insisted that we have water right next to the bed so I can drink some right after I swallow. You guys need to fucking eat more pineapple or drink more water, cause I'll swallow, but it's not that great coming down. You get what I'm saying? I'll do it gladly, but need a little help. Anyway, what do you fantasize about when you're alone? Tom Brady, Calvin Harris, I got fuck this song. I hate. Fucking Closer by the Chainsmokers, you guys. It's just such a lazy ass song from both of them. They're like both better than that. Whatever. Oh, Tom Brady. Yeah, that's about it. Tom Brady used to be Tom Hiddleston, but he got ruined after he dated Taylor Swift, so no thanks. But whoever I'm currently banging, I guess. I'm sorry if I'm like super loud when I swallow. Your last sexual encounter, good, bad, or why? Good. So good. you guys. Pretty sure you can hear how stoned I am, but so good.
To make it all alright for us. With you in the middle.
I don't know. He's cool, you guys. Anyway. Where's one place you would never have sex? Places of worship. In theory, it sounds hot, but I don't know. I have some respect, I guess. Or fear, I don't know. I'm like squinting so hard, my eyes are not that red, thank Christ. Top or bottom? I don't know what you mean. Best sexual compliment you ever got? Well, the recent dude called me a goddess. So that's kind of like the best ever. Second best, I guess, is I think it's a record at this point. Well, like all the dudes I've slept with have told me how tight my pussy is. So, alright. When was the first time you masturbated? Like, believe it or not, like 2 years ago. I didn't masturbate until like after I broke up with my first serious boyfriend because he thought. I don't know. He didn't want anyone to give me an orgasm that wasn't him or some bullshit. I don't know. Whatever. I don't care. Alright. Have you / would you ever have sex outside? I have. And I would gladly do so again. Who gave you your last kiss? Didn't mean anything. Guy that I slept with when he dropped me off home. I don't know if it meant anything. I mean, I think we have very good sexual chemistry and, like, people chemistry, but I don't know. And I don't want to think about it too much because I'm an overthinking ass bitch. But, yeah, you'd have to ask him if it meant anything. I don't know. I don't think it meant anything. Do you sleep in pajamas, underwear, or nothing at all? I sleep in some very interesting pajamas. No, I'm just kidding. There's just a pair of boxers and a black tank top because I used to just like wear a sports bra and boxers to bed if it was really hot. And then I got a tattoo on my ribs that my parents do not know about. And whenever I sleep over, I just like, it's black tank top and then just kind of turned into just wearing a black tank top all the time, like, to go to sleep. Yeah, so boxers and a black tank. If you had a sexual to-do list, what would be on top of the list? But it's not typical. I guess a three-way or non-consensual stuff. Beautiful. Is a weird sex face slash orgasm face a total deal breaker? I don't think so. I think they're really hot. I think the weirder it is, I don't know. I just think like, I think it's really hot to see someone not be able to control themselves. How do I bum 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 down 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 down? Yeah, let's fuck it up, chain smokers. But yeah, you did fuck it up because you released Closer. Acting like it's a good song. I hate all you motherfuckers who think it's a good song. You tell how much I hate that song? Is your sex life award winning or a total flop? Ever since I stopped sleeping with my last friends with benefits, it's been award winning because I've just been masturbating and giving myself consistent orgasms. Oh, no, wait, no, I missed one. Do you have a gag reflex? I do. Does not stop me from sucking mad dick, though. Very vulgar and happy today, you guys. Might be this weed. Might be my life. Who knows? God, my throat fucking burns. So let's go with award-winning. Because the sex that broke the drought. Amazing. Are piercings sexy? I think piercings are sexy. I think there's a limit. But I don't know. There's a limit, but they're sexy. Can / have you ever... Okay, squirted before. I don't know if I can, and I haven't, but, list your kinks, BDSM in general. Let's just get that through there. Rape, hanging, femdom, did I say non-con? I don't know. Well, yeah. What was your first kinky sexual experience? My then boyfriend at the time, always like put his hands weirdly on my tits whenever we would fuck. And one day I realized he wants to touch my neck, but for like a few years, touching my neck was like a huge no-no. And finally I just let him choke me while we fucked, and amazing. Any unexpected ways kink has improved your life? So what are they? Much more confident in myself. I like myself a lot more. What do you think is important in keeping a BDSM relationship healthy? Communication. Just communicate, communicate, communicate. There is no such thing as too much communication in any type of relationship, period. Something that never fails to make you horny. When we guys come back from the gym and like their deodorant is off, and they're a little stanky, and they're just like all sweaty, and also there's a spot like on my neck between my ear and, you know, my fucking neck. I don't know, there's just a kiss there, or ear nibbles always. It does not take that much to not. It doesn't take a lot to get me horny. I'm like always almost ready. Whereas one place you would never have sex. Holy grounds, or like churches and shit, like cemeteries or anything like that. I would never. That first off, that's some stupid ass white people horror movie shit. I'm not gonna be part of that. And yeah. Jesus, I'm squinting at the screen. So don't let me. Oh my god. No one let Daya get famous because their songs were so fucking stupid. What do I wanna listen to? I think I wanna listen to Yay. Alright, we're gonna listen to Yeezy. I'm a really fucking huge Kanye fan, you guys. Seriously, this song has made me cry more than once. Fuck it up, yay! Oh my god! You see how emotional I am? I'm trying to see my face. Everything. Should close that window. Oh. Where the fuck am I? Most awkward awkward moment during a sexual experience was when puked on this dude's dick. What's the best way to sexually bind someone? Ropes are fun. Really wish more dudes were into ropes. But like just pinning, like grabbing both hands, pinning them like above their head, or even just like holding hands is actually kind of hot. that's like my softest thing that I think is hot, holding hands. This is everything. It's the fastest way to make you horny. smack my ass. Something that you have hidden in your room that you don't want anyone to find. My vibrators. Or actually, my vibrator, because the other one died. Two things you like / dislike about oral sex. I like that it's messy. And I like the noises. Dislike. If you don't clean yourself up, like your face up afterwards, if you are the one doing the oraling, you, like, seriously, your fucking face is gonna smell like pussy or dick. And I'm always so fucking, I always forget to fucking dry my face in time, and I just catch fucking whiff of goddamn, like, yes, thank you for reminding myself I was just fucking balls deep in some fucking, like, just throat, filled up throat shit, whatever. I was going for a metaphor, and I couldn't do it. It was too high. I spent most of this day high, because this election just bummed me out. But whatever. How big is too big? Ooh. Biggest I've ever been with is 8.5. So I'm gonna say anything bigger than that. Sorry, guys. Jesus. One sexual thing you would never do. Scat. Or urethra stuff. Three spots that drive me insane. Inside of my upper, like my thighs, right next to the old vagina, the vagina. The collarbone and my neck. Listen for nobody else, make this little man. Glory be to God, yeah. Oh, Chance, Chano, do you like it when your sexual partner moans? Yes, I think it is the hottest thing in the world. It's why I come to GWA, you guys, because I love hearing dudes moan. It's a good sex, even if you don't come. Well, I hardly ever do, so, yeah. You watch gay or lesbian porn? Why am I not? I watch gay porn, because I think it's hot. Two hot dudes. Two dicks. Double the dicks. It's awesome. I can't watch any lesbian porn because it doesn't look fucking real, like. Also, bitches, I don't know how you're fucking working in lesbian porn and you have these talons on your fucking fingernails, like, seriously, no. If a child was born on the occasion of the last time you had sex, how old would that child be now? I mean, I had sex on Sunday, so it'd be like I'd be 2 days old now. That'd be terrifying. How would that baby be alive? Do you like giving head? Why not? I love giving head. Fucking love seeing, I don't know, I love being in control of their, like, I guess I am somewhat, I like seeing the reactions that I get. But just make, like, a dude just fucking, like, clutch at the bed sheets and just say, like, fuck. Makes me feel powerful, y'all. Do you own any sex toys? If so, how long have you had them? I have a rabbit vibe. I also had a wand, but I broke that one. I've had this for like a year now, I think. Do you watch porn? Yeah. Pornhub is like one of my, like my most, like it's like on my fucking front, on my phone's inner fucking Chrome. It is like one of the fucking most visited websites right there. I just never turn it off because no one ever fucking uses my goddamn phone. How would you react if you found out your parents had sex on your bed? I'd be disgusted. I'd burn my bed. Oh, have you had sex in your parents' bed? / would you? Makes me seem like a hypocrite because of my earlier reaction to my parents fucking, possibly fucking on my bed. I have had sex on my parents' bed. Spanking, turn on, turn off. Hell to the yes. I fucking love this song. Jesus Christ. Love Yeezy. Yeah, turn on. Was one random object you used to masturbate with? Liberated eye. I just wanna feel liberated eye. Fucking
the handle of a hairbrush. Okay. Biggest sexual fantasy. Rape? Or just, like, hate fucks. Yeah. Kitchen counter, couch, or on top of the dryer. I'm a huge fan of couch sex. Kitchen counter sounds hot, though. Top dryer, too. Whatever. Thoughts on period sex. I don't get a period anymore, thanks to my IUD. Yay! So, go for it. If the blood is too much, like, towards the tail end is fine, but, like, in the middle of it, no, because I'm the fucking worst in the middle of my period. Or I was the worst, and I got a period, so. That's it! I hope you guys enjoyed 20 minutes of me babbling. So, this was fun just to listen. I hope everyone enjoyed.